U.S. Army, Hyundai of Cool Springs, My Team Insurance, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place. And now, here are the hosts of Prep Football Talk, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a happy and wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Welcome in Prep Football Talk, the penultimate show, as a matter of fact, presented by Freeman Webb. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogue. I'll explain penultimate in a minute to you, Bubba. Ray Dosky, producing as well. Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Glad to see everybody's back today. The Iron Man's back.
The Iron Man's back from a trip to Gatlinburg.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know how many shows? Because we started this. Well, you and Kurt Page yes. started the show. I yes. joined it, and then Kurt went on, and we found Bubba.
On the corner.
Yep. And do you know how many shows in a row you did?
It was almost 100.
Oh, no. It's more than that.
Well, no. 8 years. Eight times 15 is 90.
Well, we've...
No, 120, excuse me. Yeah. There's my...
A BGA man.
Yeah, it's a BGA man, right. Yeah, it's no, probably... It's about, 130, yeah. Somewhere in there, 140.
We're now in our ninth show. You're not counting those?
Yeah, well, okay. Whatever.
We're in ninth year, yeah. right? You're not yeah. counting the past 14 you did this okay. year?
All right, yeah. So we did 100.
Thank you. 100. It's 142.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's pretty damn simple. 9 times 16.
Well, that's too much for me
plus
on Saturday
the 14
morning.
Of this year.
Yeah. It's too much for me.
It's
on
a sports show. It's not a bad show.
It took me 20 seconds to figure that. He did 142 straight shows from day one, 9 years ago when this started. He didn't even want to count this year. And I understand why.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to pat myself on the back. Yeah. Or
then get out of my way. Then why are you stopping me from doing it?
You can.
That's why that money exchanged a while ago.
Yeah. Right. Cal Ripken, 2,632.
That was close.
Brett Favre, 297 for the NFL.
Well, I was close to Brett.
So 142 you did in a row.
Yeah. That's pretty good. It's not bad.
Don't ask me for you to do my taxes, okay?
That's the reason I'm on a second marriage right now.
So you just count everything in halves?
Absolutely. Yeah, that first half doesn't count.
Oh, man.
All right.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Well, I'm still on number one. I'm still looking for a chiropractor. But anyway. Inside joke there.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough. This is Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Man, we are down to the state championship games. And I know we had Bernard Childress on last week, Craig, when you were up in the mountains on vacation. Is that do we ever thought we would get to this point back when we started the show, August 16th or mid-August? Here we are all the way through it. Some hiccups along the way. But if comparably speaking, if you look at what college football is going through, if you look at what the NFL is going through, moving things around and everything, now people could say, hey, well, they've got more testing, blah, 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 this and that. The fact of the matter is, this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're going to have 9 Blue Cross Bowl state championship games as planned.
Yes, and like you said, when we started, we was all worried about, hey, that's a long way away. Will we make it? And it was week to week. People were thinking, in the coaching aspect, it was day to day. I mean, and the things, you know, what we talked about last week, Greg, out of your control. You know, the coaches and the players, and you can only do what you could do and just hope for the best. And here we are, you know, going into what we wanted to shoot for, and that's the state championship game in Cookeville. And, hey, we're ready, you know, starting Thursday, we're ready. So, you know, 9 games.
You're going to hand it to the TSSAA and Bernard Childress. They took a lot of heat. For the fact that they decided they were going to play. They took a lot of heat from a lot of people, considering that they were in a pandemic and the spread of it, et cetera, et cetera. I think they've done a really good job with this. The administrators have done a great job with it. Relatively speaking, I think it has been very good as far. I mean, obviously, we've had several games that had to be canceled, which is unfortunate. But in the grand scheme of things, I think it's been really TSSAA has done a really good job, and so have the school administrators out there.
Well, the difference is NFL, all their teams are under one set of rules.
Right.
College football has a set of rules, but then it's conference to conference, and, you know, from there. With TSSAA, they have their, you know, CDC and all the things that they set up and blah, blah, blah. But then every school district has its own set of local parameters that it has to follow as well. Because what might work in, you know, obviously Davidson or Metro Davidson County, with them not starting, you know, what, till the fifth week, you know, you could go to, you know, Trousdale County and it could be totally different. And so it's how they've navigated all of the different things around the state, because, you know, you have so many independent school systems that make up the TSSAA.
Well, it's like I've said, you know, the last couple of weeks we've talked about it a whole lot. Kudos to the coaches. You just don't know what the head coaches have went through and the athletic directors have gone through every day. It's not just on Fridays. It's every day. And, again, I was telling you before we went on air, you know, example last night, you know, in the semifinal games, you know, the ones that suffered the big hit was TSSAA, because a lot of these places would have been packed last night. And, of course, you know, TSSAA is you know, they live off that revenue that they get from these ball games. And, you know, they're missing a lot of money that way. And hey, we was able to do it. It's there. And looks like we're going to get it in. And you know, and we completed a year, which 16 weeks ago, we didn't have a clue. You know, we was worried about, are we going to get a weekend, you know. So, again, I can't thank the administration, TSSAA, the coaches, and let's say this, the players of the schools that all participated. You know, 431 schools had to do it. So, we're going to get a state championship, guys, next week.
Yeah, and they start Thursday with the Division II state championships, and then Division I on Friday, 3A, 1A, 5A, 4A, and 2A and 6A on Saturday. We'll get you those setups in just a minute. All right, let's get to the still to come on the show. I want to mention this. Coming up bottom of the hour, our My Team Insurance Spotlight CPA coach Engel Martin. Of course, CPA going after yet another state championship against Good Pasture. We'll talk about
against Lipscomb.
Against Lipscomb Academies. Yes, thank you. And 8:20, the Nissan of Cool Springs will do a big bracket breakdown. And as I mentioned, Engel Martin. But time now for the U.S. Army playoff scoreboard. We'll start with Division One Class A semifinals. This had been set up. They've met in the semifinals, what, 7 years in a row, but it was all Oakland last night down in the borough, 49-7.
Jordan James, 27 carries, 163 yards, and two touchdowns. And teammate Antonio Patterson added 100 yards on 11 carries and had three touchdown runs. The win by the Oakland Patriots ends Maryville's 27-game win streak. Also, they were the defending Class 6A state champions. And as you mentioned, Greg, this is the seventh consecutive semifinal matchup between these two schools, with, ironically, the home team winning all seven of these. And I found this little ditty here. This is a great stat here.
Is this a ditty?
This is a ditty.
All right. Ditty.
I'll start off the new streak with a ditty. going into this game right here, since 2016, each school had posted a 67-4 record, and they both had a pair of state championship games. State championship win. So that's pretty amazing that they have mirrored each other that much. And going back to the game, there's no way you start this game. You said, Craig, this game's going to have a running clock in it. There's no way that I think that's going to happen. But that happened in this game as Oakland got up 35-0, then they got up 42-0 in the ball game. And as I told Bubba early on, you know things are going good for your team when the last touchdown scored by your team, the team that you're rooting for, is by a running back that wears number 92. You know things are going good then.
I tell you what, Jordan James.
Oh, he's the deal, man.
Yep.
Where's he headed?
It's down to Florida State, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama.
Yeah, he's legit.
Oh, yeah.
And just a junior.
Yeah. So, isn't that junior?
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
He's a junior.
Yep,
yep,
yep.
Yep.
All right, that's the top half of the bracket where they meet every boy. It almost, you know, it is what it is. You'd like to see maybe they could meet one round later, but maybe not this year. Brentwood in the bottom half of the bracket, a go on the road to Memphis Bartlett, and a good win by the Bruins, 24-14.
Great win by Brentwood. Cade Granzow, the quarterback, scored two touchdowns and led Brentwood to its first TSSAA state championship game appearance since 2002. Last night, the Bruins held off at Bartlett with a 24-14 win in Class 6A state semifinal. Granzow was 12 of 23 passing for 22 yards and an interception. He also ran for 54 yards on 18 carries. Again, it's the first state championship appearance for the Bruins since 2002 when it defeated Riverdale 10-7 for the school's lone state championship. So, you know, Brentwood, again, last week, you know, with the passing of Coach Crawford's mom, they're on a mission. And they have played Oakland, you know, in that game early in the year where they had 2 days to prepare. So this is going to be interesting because they played, you know, they had a game canceled. So, hey, this is going to be a good ball game. Saturday night.
That game was a 37-0 win by Oakland at Brentwood. I don't see that score this come on Saturday night.
Yeah. All these at Tucker Stadium and Tennessee Tech and Cookeville, and that will be the 6A championship game Saturday at 5 o'clock, Oakland and Brentwood. In 5A, Oak Ridge advances to the state championship game. First time since 2005 when it lost to Ravenwood, and Oak Ridge with a 14-0 win over South Doyle, seeking its first state championship since 1991. The bottom half of the bracket, Summit, just keeps on rolling. Going on the road to Paris to beat Henry County 35-21.
Destin Wade, another monster game. 221 yards rushing on 24 carries, two touchdowns, while throwing for 173 yards and a score in the wind. The last 2 weeks, guys, listen to this. He's combined to rush for 415 yards and three touchdowns rushing, pass for 391 yards and five touchdowns. Summit got on the board first. First play from scrimmage, Brandon King. Does that last name sound familiar? The son of one Bill King scored on a 66-yard run, and that opened Summit.
Oh, boy, he'll be insufferable Monday morning.
That was the first they scored from the first play from scrimmage, and that was all they could get in the first half. As this ball game was tied at 7-7, and they trailed. Actually, Henry County led 14-7 in the third quarter, and then Summit reeled off three unanswered touchdowns on a 76-yard pass from Wade to Brady Pierce, and then also a 33-yard Pierce run and Wade a one-yard touchdown run. Henry County would score again with 6:38 left in the game to trim the margin to 7, but Wade finished the game off with a 53-yard touchdown run for the final margin. The Spartans rolled up 507 total yards, 334 of that rushing. This is the second consecutive season that the Spartans have advanced to the 5A state championship. They lost last year to Knoxville Central.
So the 5A state championship game Friday at 7 o'clock, Oak Ridge and Summit. Looking at 4A, the top half of the bracket, Elizabethton comes into Nolensville and wins 56-21.
Yes, Elizabethton has won 29 games in a row, guys. Defending 4A state championship has had no issues beating Nolensville for a second consecutive year in his semifinals. Nolensville, Ryan Gallardi threw for 183 yards with a touchdown and also ran for a score. But the Knights had no answer for Elizabethan duo of Parker Hughes and Bryson Rollins. Rollins was 8 of 9 passing for 146 yards and had four touchdowns. Hughes accounted for 222 total yards and scored three times in the win last night, 56-21 over Nolensville.
And in the bottom half of the bracket, Haywood at home takes care of Lexington 17-14. So that sets up the Class 4A state championship game that will be Saturday at 11 a.m. 3A, Alcoa. Well, I mean, it's like clockwork. Alcoa, 42-7 win at Chattanooga Red Bank. Alcoa has reached its eighth straight 3A state championship game and will be seeking its sixth straight championship under legendary coach Gary Rank. And the Tornadoes have outscored its opponents 196-20 in the playoff. And that magical run by Pearl Cone in the bottom half of the bracket that ends at Milan with the home team winning 27-13.
Well, unfortunately for Pearl Cone, it's a four quarter game. The Firebirds scored the first 13 points in this game, but they were penalized 14 times, and it killed a lot of momentum for them, and they end up falling to Milan, as you said, Greg, 27-13. Martina Owens led the Firebirds with 227 yards passing, pair of touchdowns, also had two interceptions. Berrion Brown had four catches for 93 yards and two scores, and then running back Ivan Dayton, 10 carries, 63 yards, also had two catches for 60 yards and a score. This was the most points that the Firebirds defense had allowed all season long. Going into the game, Pearl Cone had registered five shutouts during the season and only allowed a total of 48 points. Pearl Cone had won 23 of 24 games going into this one. Their last loss last season to that Alcoa team in the 3A state championship game.
So the 3A state championship game this year will be Friday, 11 a.m., Alcoa and Milan. Class 2A, the top half of the bracket, Meigs County goes to Trousdale County and wins 16-13.
Trailing 16-0 in the fourth quarter, the Yellow Jackets scored on its first TD of the night with 7 minutes remaining on a one-yard run by quarterback Cameron Rankins. After a three-and-out by the defense, Trousdale County struck again, this time on a nine-yard run by Jordan Pickett. But the fourth quarter rally would come up short as Rankins' final pass fell incomplete on the final possession. Meigs County was led by running back Will Meadows, who rushed for 209 yards on just 19 carries, including a 58-yard touchdown run in the second quarter. Guys, this marked the third consecutive seasons these two schools have met in the semifinals, with Meigs County having won the last two.
And the bottom half of that bracket, Waverly's run comes to an end at Peabody. Peabody 42-7. Peabody has won 36 straight games, the longest winning streak in the state. We'll be seeking its third straight state championship, and its last loss came on September 28th of 2018. So the 2A state championship game will be Saturday, 3 p.m., Meigs County and Peabody. And in 1A, top half of the bracket, South Pittsburgh, 42-0 blanking of Coalfield. South Pittsburgh making its first state championship appearance since 2013 and seeking its first state championship since
2010.
Yeah, that's cut off on mine.
Oh, sorry about that.
It says 2-0, and that's all I got.
That's all I got.
Well, yeah. 2010. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Since sometime in the 2000s. Yes. In the bottom half of the bracket, Fayetteville, 38-24 winner over Lake County. So the 1A state championship game will be Friday at 3 o'clock, South of Pittsburgh at Fayetteville. That was the U.S. Army scoreboard. We'll obviously go over those state championship matchups in a little while. And right after this first break here on Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, this coming Tuesday, Mr. Football Luncheon, and we'll run over the finalists statewide. It's the 36th annual Mr. Football. We'll get to that. And bottom of the hour, we will be chatting it up with CPA coach Engel Martin right here, National Sports Radio.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit Freeman Webb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
My Team Insurance is your home team, your truck team, your car team, your RV team, your boat team, your motorcycle team, your farm team, your business team, and your life team. My Team Insurance is anything and everything that is important to you be protected by the best teammate you can ever have. Everyone wants a teammate, so to learn how, give Mike Tansel and his team a call. It's 615-895-4201. 615-895-4201. Or visit the website at MyTeamInsurance.com. Everyone wants a teammate they can rely upon. And My Team Insurance is that teammate.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices. Plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service. Just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsSportsGrill.com.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pug, Ray Dosky is producing. 10 o'clock, Johnny Ballpark Franks. Countdown to kickoff tailgate show, 10 to noon this morning. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, our My Team Insurance Spotlight, we'll be talking with CPA Coach Engel Martin, CPA, and Lipscomb will be doing it the very first game of three that day, nine over three-day periods Thursday in the Division II Class AA State Championship game. Well, I misspoke. I said this coming Tuesday for the Mr. Football Lunch, and actually that is a week from Tuesday, December 8th, at Nissan Stadium, the 36th annual. Usually they will bring in all of the state championship teams, their head coach, a few players for a media availability that morning, and then they morph right into the Mr. Football Luncheon. Well, obviously with the pandemic not happening, and they're certainly going to have the luncheon with all the social distancing in place. So we'll run down the list, and we'll start with 6A. Jake Brenningstuhl of Ravenwood. We had Jake on the show earlier this year, headed to Clemson.
Yes.
And Jalen Hunt, McMinn County, and C.J. Taylor out of Warren County. And
I was like, Taylor just this week on Thanksgiving committed to Vanderbilt.
Committed to Vanderbilt, yes, and was really the player for that Warren County Pioneers team that had its best year ever. If you want to, you know, hadn't been in the playoffs or won a playoff game since what, the early 90s. I mean, well, I hadn't been to one since the 90s and won one since the 80s.
Yeah,
right.
Jeff Womack team.
Yeah. Jake Brenningstuhl, Ravenwood, Jalen Hunt, McMinn County, and CJ Taylor, Warren County. And 5A, Caleb Fortner, Knoxville Central, Prince Collie, David Crockett, and Destin Wade Summit.
Well, Prince Collie, an outstanding linebacker that's committed to Notre Dame. And then, of course, Destin Wade, just a junior.
Yeah.
Just a junior. And, boy, what, as I mentioned before, what a season he's had, and he's kicked it into another gear in the playoffs.
Summit, man. They're just rolling right now.
Them Spartans, there's something about Spartans in it.
Class 4A, Troy Parker Hughes, Elizabethton, Rivers Hunt, Hardin County, and Bryson Rollins, Elizabethton. Of course, Elizabethton's just dominated 4A the past few years.
Yeah, and, you know, as you said before, Greg, they won last year's state championship, and they're looking for a second consecutive. They are coached by none other than Jason Witten's brother, Sean Witten.
All right. Class 3A, Anthony Brown Milan, Gray Carroll Alcoa, and Pearl Cones, Martino Owens.
Martino Owens has had an outstanding year. I know those guys are feeling pretty blue this morning after losing to Milan. They wanted another shot at Alcoa, who ended their season last year. But he has a lot to be proud of. As I said before, going into last night's game, they'd won 23 of the last 24 games, their only loss being last year's state championship game to Alcoa.
Well, you know, in these three schools here, you know, you're talking about tradition here, Milan, Alcoa, and Pearl Cone. What a tradition those three schools have, you know, in 3A. So, Pearl Cone had a great run, and people just don't understand what all obstacles they had to overcome to get started late like they did to keep them going. So, hats off to Coach Brunetti over there at Pearl Cone and his staff and the players.
In Class 2A, Kalik Ganaway, Peabody, Will Meadows, Meigs County, Luke Myers, South Green, and Division 1, 1A, Hunter Frame, South Pittsburgh, Kyler Parker, Moore County, and Jared Stone, South Pittsburgh. Division 2, Class AAA, B.J. Harris of Macaulay, no surprise there, Dallin Hayden of Christian Brothers, and D.C. Tapscott, the only mid-state player among that trio.
Well, Tapscott is a quarterback that really came on. He's going to be assigned, going to be going to Appy State, so they're getting a good-looking quarterback there. B.J. Harris is a University of Tennessee commit, a running back that will probably play at the next level as a DB. And then Dallin Hayden, that last name is familiar. That is the son of Aaron Hayden, who used to be a running back for the University of Tennessee.
Class AA, is Aaron Hayden coaching somewhere?
I don't think so.
Class AA, James Dunn, CAK, Langston Patterson, CPA, and we're going to have CPA coach Engel Martin on here in just a little while, and Dietrich Pennington from ECS.
Well, Langston Patterson, a junior also, and is highly recruited at that linebacker position, just like his brother, Cade, who's playing with Clemson right now. And then Dietrich Pennington, one of the top offensive linemen in the state.
And in Class A, John Lewis, DCA, Aaron Smith, Jackson Christian, and Griffin Sweeney, Davidson Academy.
I'll tell you what, guys, playing against I've seen these three in action myself personally, and I'm going to tell you what, this is a tough pick right here. John Lewis led DCA all year long, and great, great, outstanding running back for them. And Aaron Smith from Jackson Christian, the quarterback up there, I mean, you know, he's got a cannon for him. I mean, he throws the ball, and don't just throw it to one or two receivers. He spreads it out. And then Griffin Sweeney from Davidson Academy, guys, hey, for Class A, he's as good as they come, and he's tough to bring down, and they're going for a three-peat, you know, on Thursday.
Aaron Smith, just a junior?
I'm not sure about that. Not sure if he's a junior or senior.
Yeah, but certainly highly recruited. So, once again, the 36th annual Mr. Football Luncheon presented by the Tennessee Titans. Mike Keith will be, once again, the host of it, and you will be able to do a live video stream. Well, just say something.
How about the kicker?
Oh, yeah, let me do the kicker.
Don't forget the kicker.
Well, yeah, just sign language doesn't work around here. We'll talk, especially when I figured you'd like to point out my mistake. Tegan Linderick of Brentwood Academy. Yeah, the kickers of the year, excuse me. Tegan Linderick, Brentwood Academy. Trey Turk, Oakland. And we were seeing that. He was busy last night.
Yes, he was.
And he's icing it.
And Connor Wood, Lexington. So the kid out of Brentwood Academy.
He transferred in from Michigan, and he has a big leg. And then I saw Turk last night for the first time, and every kick, every extra point was high through the uprights and deep. And then also his kickoffs were, none of them even sniffed being returned. They were deep into the end zone.
So there we go. Now we have them all. Tuesday, December 8th, the 36th annual Mr. Football Luncheon at Nissan Stadium presented by the Titans. There will be limited attendance, socially distanced and following all the CDC guidelines, obviously. But you can also watch it on a live video stream. You can go to TSSAA.org and find out how to watch that luncheon a week from Tuesday. Sure, we'll mention it again next Saturday on our last show of the year. Well, that's going to take us to the bottom of the hour. Coming up next in our My Team Insurance Spotlight, CPA back in the state championship game, and the coach, Engel Martin, coming up next.
My Team Insurance is your home team, your truck team, your car team, your RV team, your boat team, your motorcycle team, your farm team, your business team, and your life team. My Team Insurance is anything and everything that is important to you. Be protected by the best teammate you can ever have. Everyone wants a teammate, so to learn how, give Mike Tansel and his team a call. 615-895-4201. 615-895-4201. Or visit the website at MyTeamInsurance.com. Everyone wants a teammate they can rely upon. And My Team Insurance is that teammate.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsSportsGrill.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogue, and Ray Dosky producing this morning. Once again, remind you, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, 10 to noon, Johnny Ballpark Franks and his Countdown to Kickoff tailgate show, and he'll let you know who's playing and who's not, the way it's been working. Craig, time for our My Team Insurance Spotlight. What do you have for us?
Well, one of the top coaches, not only in the mid-state, but in the state, Engel Martin, of course, played at NBA, went to Florida, played quarterback, went to Furman, played quarterback, drafted, signed with Green Bay, and ended up playing with the Titans, and then came back and was assistant coach at Innsworth, and then got the job in 2011 at CPA and has done an unbelievable job. 114 and 25 since during his tenure at CPA with two state championships. Guys, that's an 820 winning percentage. Pretty darn good there, would you say?
Well, I think a lot of people would take that.
Yes, they would. And playing in the Class AA Division II, Class AA State Championship game, kicking off 3 days of football, 9 games, Lipscomb Academy and CPA down at Tucker Stadium at Tennessee Tech. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well. We've talked about this. We started this show about the same time you started your season back in mid-August, and here we are. I know there's been hiccups along the way, every which way, during this pandemic, but to have 9 state championship games and yours leading it off, I think a lot of people would have bet against that, quite frankly.
There's no question, and I think the biggest thing is, coming out of the the spring with the quarantine and, basketball got cut off cold turkey. Baseball, I think our guys had 2 games. And then obviously getting back in the summer, it was just a big deal just to be able to lift and run, And so here we are. That's what, we've talked about at length this year is just keeping that perspective about what's important. And honestly, I think, As we look back at this, we're going to realize that just the ability to have been together and to have had some normalcy with success and with failure that comes along with a football game and a football season and a football practice, I think that's the thing that's honestly the thing that the kids need and the adults need. We all need it. But just super, super thankful to be here and be looking at 9 games, like you said. Next week is really exciting, and a bunch of kids that aren't going to be playing in those games, they also had seasons, which is I think you got to give the TSSAA some credit and all of the local leaders credit for allowing the kids to play this year.
They at Furman, they didn't teach that coaching in a pandemic class, did they?
No, they did. I mean, there's There was no book for it. You couldn't YouTube it. You couldn't, there was nothing to find answers on. And that's what I'm saying. I think the biggest thing is just being thankful that the kids got to come together, that the kids got to forget their t-shirt or come late to practice and have all those real life lessons, that they need, that you don't get sitting in your room on Zoom calls, kids need accountability. People need accountability. People need a group of people to belong to that's bigger than themselves. And for us, that's what we tell our kids is, we can't give you a wife and children, but we can give you, this year we can give you 97 other boys, 15 coaches or however many guys are helping us this year, to be accountable to. And I just think that is so valuable for these young men.
Hey, Coach, it's Bubba Spears. It's been a heck of a year and we've said this on the show many weeks. It's been a heck of a year for head coaches and administrations at the schools also. I mean, because it's so much out of your control that you have to consider, day in, day out, school one, because that's the most important thing. And then you come into practice, like you're saying, and then, you get ready to play, then you might have a game canceled or you might have to get quarantined or you lose a player here and there. Tell us a little bit about what CPA's been through this year. I mean, I know it's been tough.
You just named everything that we've been through. our first game supposed to be against ECS in a state title rematch. Obviously, I don't blame them at all, but they didn't want to get in a bus for 3 hours. That was right at the beginning of all this, and so we picked up Riverdale, a week before or whatever it was. Then never had a game week two, never had a game canceled because of lightning and rain and all that. We had a game canceled against Independence because of that. So we got, went over there and sat for 2 or 3 hours. That then turned into trying to play Brentwood High. And, we had to end up quarantining basically all of our linemen except 3 kids that weren't at practice the day that the kid who had symptoms was at practice. And so we missed that game, had to reschedule our Lipscomb game, and then played Ravenwood with 1 day of practice. So, if it's happened, we've probably gone through it. And then our quarterfinal game, and this is what I was saying, or you know, beginning, just it's really hard. But Chattanooga Christian, they lost their season. You know, they were told by Chattanooga Health Department to shut school down, which means no football. So they lost their quarterfinal playoff game, and so we in essence had a bye week in the middle of the playoff. So it's just, it's been crazy. And to be sitting here talking to you guys, you know, 5-6 days from our last game that we possibly could have played in, is just a blessing. And so we're extremely thankful, excited that, you know, when I hang up with you guys, I get to make breakfast for my kids, and then I get to do a little work today. You know, super, super thankful for that this morning.
CPA coach Ingle Martin, Lipscomb Academy CPA, the Division II Class AA State Championship game Thursday, 11 o'clock at Tucker Stadium at Tennessee Tech. Craig?
Ingle, first of all, congratulations on making your third straight championship game. That is not an easy feat for anybody who's ever been in the coaching business, so congratulations on that. Let's talk about your team this year. You had it, both offense and defense were spectacular. You guys are averaging 35.5 points per game, only allowing 14.7. Talk about some of the bell cows on both sides of that ball.
Well, I think if you're going to talk about our football team, you got to talk about you know, the kid that is up for Mr. Football, Langston Patterson. He's a junior, and just done a phenomenal job, you know, from the first game on, just a very consistent player at inside linebacker. And really the thing that we knew but a lot of people didn't know was what a good athlete he was. You know, he did, before baseball got shut down, he hit a grand slam in one of the games before they got shut down in the spring as a sophomore. And then this year he's come out and he's been one of our best running backs. And so he's really done a phenomenal job. And you put him with another junior, which is another big, strong kid, Cade Law, our quarterback. You know, Cade's done a great job, just a really tough kid, guy that will himself, you know, into situations, you know, just got an unbelievable competitive spirit. But those two guys for sure are ones that have helped us get going on offense. We got a senior, Tyler Reed. Tyler's been, you know, just a great kid. He, on the other hand, last year was a great offensive player. We asked him to play some defense this year, and has been starting for us at outside linebacker, doing a great job. Tyler, we had one of our best players tear his ACL, Maverick Rodriguez, who I might have mentioned first if he hadn't gotten hurt. But Tyler stepped in and started playing some receiver in his absence the last month or so. So Tyler's a really athletic, dynamic kid. And offensively, you know, none of that goes without the guys up front. We've got really good group of offensive linemen, you know, guys that have been really putting their all into it this year. Kid Graham Roten, who stepped up and played center for us, David Enoch, Parker Fritton, all in the inside. We got guys, Spencer Dams and Evan Carney, who both played tackle. We got a swing guy, Jack Fowler, you know, and a bunch of those guys paid their dues. You know, they came in, were on scout team, you know, their sophomore year, freshman, sophomore year, got a little bit last year, and then this year they've stepped into that role and done an unbelievable job. And then we got two really good tight ends, Cade Reynolds and Bo Berklow. And so when we talk about our offense, you got to mention those guys up front and our tight ends. They all do a great job. But defensively, you know, our guy who does our Friday night play-by-play, Blake Fulton, calls our defensive line the law firm. And he calls them that because it's Collier, Stewart, and Chance. And he, when he mentions them, he always says those three names because they're always around the football. Those guys have done a great job. And you know, with a school like ours, you know, we play our kids both ways. So a lot of those same names that I just mentioned, you know, like Langston play both sides, Tyler Reed play both sides, Cade Reynolds play both sides. But two guys that I hadn't, Shelby Whiteside at corner's done a great job for 2 years starting for us. And then Brewer Myers, who's been a great safety for us, and in Maverick Rodriguez's absence has stepped up and done a really good job at receiver. And then one guy that's really stepped up is Reed Williford at receiver and DB this year. So we're really thankful, and probably the guy that doesn't get a lot of credit, Max Seibert, our kicker and punter, has done a great job this year. So got some great kids, man. They work hard, and we're really excited to be playing this week.
You know, you can go back and grab this in a little while on SoundCloud, on our social media platform. At breakfast, just play it. That way all the kids know that they got their name mentioned, okay?
That's right.
Well, Engle, task at hand, 11 a.m. on Thursday. You have a familiar foe that's standing in the way of a state championship for you, and that's Lipscomb Academy.
Yeah, you know, someone was asking last couple weeks about, you know, Division II and rematches in the playoffs. And, you know, I don't even know if we have, I think next cycle we have 17 schools. You know, you guys remember when I was in high school, 1997, the TWSAA went Division I and Division II. And the league that we played in at NBA was called the Super 7. And so we only had 7 schools that we were competing for a state championship with. And I think during my 4 years there, you know, it's hard to talk about rematches because every playoff game was a rematch, you know. And so for us, you know, in 2018, we played BGA twice. Last year, we played Lipscomb twice, you know, in semis and in the regular season. And this year, we're doing it again. And that's just the nature of it. And if you're in the public school side of it, you know, your first, second, and third round games, I guess your second and third round games could be matchups. You know, for a while, Brentwood-Ravenwood was the big rematch every year. And it's just part of it. It's part of high school football. But, you know, I don't think our kids, you know, they're excited to be playing Thursday. You know, it was ECS who would have been a rematch from last year's state championship or Lipscomb. And I think our kids are excited to play anyone. You know, playing another team from our region, I think speaks volumes about, you know, how competitive the football is inside of our region. You know, we played good pasture in the semi, so 3 out of 4 schools, you know, were middle region teams. And so that's really the part that I think is pretty neat. But either way, man, you make it to the last game. It doesn't matter who you play. And so we're excited to get to go out and play a good team with a lot of really good players, and makes it fun.
Engle, this is Bubba Spears again. You know, every time I talk to you, I have to mention this. You know, your father-in-law, I tell you, we talked about athletes coming out of Nashville, and, you know, and Mike Wright, you know, I'm sure he tells you all kind of stories about when he played. And I can remember, you know, when you played at NBA.
Now, he's been a legend of our prep legend of the week several times over the years.
Oh, yes. And I just don't know how you put up with him, I tell you. You got a team going on. You got this pandemic going on. Then you have to put up with Mike. I mean, you know, hey, people just don't understand.
I will tell you this. He hasn't gotten a penalty in several years. So I think my mother-in-law, Judy, put him back in his place and told him that he didn't need to be getting his penalties. He needs to start setting an example for the players, you know. It's been fun. You know, there's a lot of things that are special, but I think having him on the sidelines for every game has been really cool for me. You know, people who know Nashville and who watched sports in Nashville know, you know, what a player he was, and you know, I don't think many of the kids remember him.
No,
that have been standing on my sidelines, but their dads and their uncles do, and so. It's been fun. He certainly is competitive, and shoot, you know, he's into the game as much or more than anyone else on our sideline.
Just tell him I say hello.
I will.
Engle Martin with a CPA coach here on Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. You've built this thing where the expectation level is state championship level, and I think that's a compliment to you. But I've known your AD Mike Elson for back when you were still in junior high, I guess, when he was the AD there, basketball coach there, and certainly the support. It just seems like CPA is, and I know it's a cliche, and I know it sounds chamber of commerce-ist, but is that a word, chamber of commerce? It is now. But and then, you know, the synthesis with Drew Maddox, the boys' basketball coach, it just seems like CPA's in a really good place, and I point a lot to that to Mike Elson.
Yeah, no question. He's been a faithful leader. You know, I think if you're going to say anything about Coach Elson, you're going to say that he's trying to do what he thinks is best according to where God is leading him, and you know, and that's really what our school is about. And so it's been unbelievable 10 years. You know, my wife works with him. You know, she was at CPA before I got there, and so it's been awesome. Both of our kids are there, but we've got some really great people, and certainly a great community to be a part of.
Coach, I tell you what, and we're talking about CPA, and I'm fortunate to be in the metro schools as long as I was. And let me say this: this goes unnoticed. CPA guys have done so much to help some of the public schools in Davidson County that goes unnoticed. I know that the baseball coach out there, he's helped with some pitching machines, some equipment. I know when we started East Up, when I started East Up over there, they helped us quite a bit in some of our minor sports. And it just goes to show you, it's not just about athletics. It's helping other people. And CPA, along with some other schools, now I'm not going to leave out the other schools, but I know for firsthand side of it that CPA does a lot more than just athletics. They help the community and they help other people. And I just had to say that, Coach. I don't know if you knew that, but Mike Ellison was a big part of that, and we all appreciated that too. So I wish you the best.
For sure, for sure. And I think Nashville is a special community, and I hope we never lose that small town feeling where people can help out each other across the city.
Engle Martin has been our guest. Good luck Thursday, 11 o'clock, the first of 9 games. It's great to kick it off. Double-A state championship game in Division II, CPA and Lipscomb Academy. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great rest of your weekend.
All right, thank you. Engle Martin, national state championship caliber every year. That's the benchmark there.
Class act.
Yep. Hey, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll reset what's going to be happening 3 days in Cookeville coming up next.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall, nissanofcoolsprings.com.
My Team Insurance is your home team, your truck team, your car team, your RV team, your boat team, your motorcycle team, your farm team, your business team, and your life team. My Team Insurance is anything and everything that is important to you be protected by the best teammate you can ever have. Everyone wants a teammate, so to learn how, give Mike Tansel and his team a call. It's 615-895-4201, 615-895-4201, or visit the website at myteaminsurance.com. Everyone wants a teammate they can rely upon. My Team Insurance is that teammate.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
All 5 Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsportsGrill.com. We'll be right back.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. Before the weekend's big football games, tune in to Against the Spread, the only sports handicapping show you need. Every Saturday morning at 9 on Nashville Sports Radio with Kevin Todd and Randy Rosenbloom, the nation's number one sports handicapper. He turns outcomes into income. Against the Spread, every Saturday morning at 9 on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Ray Dosky with a thumbs up. Thank you, sir. Craig Ladd, Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Polk. Again, coming up at 10 o'clock till noon, Johnny Ballpark Franks is countdown to kickoff tailgate show. All right, state championships are set, and we will start. I'll tell you what, guys, let's do it this way. Let's do it chronologically. I know I'd said we'd do it the other way. You've got the chronological thing. The whole thing starts on Thursday at 11 o'clock at Tucker Stadium, Tennessee Tech in Cookeville. Lipscomb Academy and CPA, and CPA's only lost this year to Lipscomb Academy.
That's right. It was a whale of a ball game. 20-14 was that. The opening play of the game, Alex Broom takes it to the house on a kickoff return.
That name sounds so familiar.
It should, yes. Of course, the son of Arsente Broom is the head coach at Maplewood.
And who coached him? Richard Campbell.
Yes, yeah, that's right. That's right. There you go.
Oh, no, it was Bubba.
No, yeah.
The Class A state championship game Thursday at 3 o'clock. Jonathan Quinn trying to lead Davidson Academy to its third straight state championship game. Now, they move up to double A next year, but they're going to be playing University School of Jackson.
Well, they've won 23 straight games, guys. I mean, they have been a juggernaut. They've scored 533 points this season, 50 or more points in five games, averaging 44 points a game. They are not only lethal on offense, but their defense is very, very good, too. They've only allowed 98 points in 12 games. That's 8 points a game.
Class AAA, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Chattanooga-Macaulay, Memphis University School. Now to Friday morning at 11 o'clock, Class 3A, Alcoa and Milan. Of course, Alcoa, they just win state championships, right? With Coach Gary.
Yeah, that's what they play for.
Yeah. And and then Class 1A at 3 o'clock on Friday, South Pittsburgh and Fayetteville. And then 5A, Oak Ridge and Summit at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, you've got in 4A, Elizabethton going against Haywood. That's at 11 a.m. Class 2A at 3 p.m., Meigs County Peabody. And then closing it all up, all nine games wraps up Saturday night, 7 o'clock, the Class 6A state championship game in Division I, Oakland and Brentwood. Oakland's got to be the favorite, but Brentwood has just been a pest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Because they won't, you don't think, well, they had 30 players not play in one game because of COVID, and they still win that game in the playoffs.
They fought off a lot of adversity. A lot of schools have fought that adversity this year. And even the nine games that we got going on, I'm sure every school has fought that off. But, from the 30 out with COVID to the death of Coach Crawford's mom, it's brought that team closer together and in the community standing behind Coach Crawford and the guys. And like you said, yeah, everybody knows what Oakland's got. If you haven't, you haven't been around. So I look for this to be an outstanding football game.
Well, we will be back in here next Saturday morning to wrap it all up. They're on television, but hey, if you can get over Tucker Stadium, I know it's limited attendance, but tickets still are available for that. The Division II state championship games, three of them on Thursday, and then Division One state championship games, 3 on Friday, 3 on Saturday, and we'll be back in here as well. Once again, Johnny Ballpark coming up at 10 o'clock, 10 to noon, with his Countdown to Kickoff tailgate show. For Ray Dosky, Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue, and Craig Ladd, wishing everyone a great rest of your Thanksgiving weekend.